Well, this morning, we will be doing our final conversation for the month of January on glaucoma, because glaucoma is the awareness month. It's a disease of the eye, and January has been specifically set aside for the awareness of glaucoma. And I have an expert in the studio. Dr. Abiola Oile is here. He is the Vice President of the Ophthalmological Society of Nigeria. Pardon me. It's quite a very tongue twister. Dr. Abiola, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Yeah. How do you... Are you used to calling it Ophthalmological Society of Nigeria?
Oh, yes.
How have you been?
Sometimes you say OSN in the abbreviated form, but
yeah.
Ophthalmological Society is the real name.
Oh, wow. See the way you just called it, like, smooth. Like, Ophthalmological Society is the right name. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
How have you been? COVID?
Yes, very, very well. Very well. There's been a lot of COVID around.
Yeah.
And you can't discuss anything now without adding a little bit about COVID
to it.
It's real. It's real, and as you had just mentioned earlier,
the highest
numbers
since the beginning, 1,900
exactly. And if you look at the numbers during the first wave, we're looking at 500, 600, 700, 800 at the most. And now everybody knows somebody who has COVID, somebody who has passed away from COVID, or somebody who is suffering from COVID. So COVID is real. It also affects the eyes, but I'm not sure that's what we're talking about today.
We can touch on it. We should touch on it, really. So let's jump in. What is glaucoma, Dr. Oile?
Thank you very much. Glaucoma is the name of a group of diseases whereby you have damage to the optic nerve. The optic nerve is the nerve at the back of the eye that sends messages from the eye to the brain.
Okay.
So in glaucoma, you have damage to the optic nerve. And the number one risk factor is pressure. The pressure in the eye causing the damage of the optic nerve.
What causes the pressure?
Okay, thank you. The eye makes some fluid internally.
Okay.
I'm not talking about tears now, but there's some fluid internally made in the eye, which is called aqueous humor. But let's just say fluid made internally in the eye.
Okay.
It's produced in the eye and drained out of the eye at a certain rate. Glaucoma occurs when the production is going on, but for whatever reason, the drainage is affected so that the fluid builds up in the eye. As it builds up in the eye, it damages the weakest structure of the eye.
Okay.
The weakest structure of the eye being the optic nerve. So essentially, it's a buildup of fluid in the eye, which causes pressure and damages the optic nerve.
Does it give any sign? I mean, if you're experiencing pressure, normally you feel the sign. Is that a sign? Are there symptoms?
Thank you. There are two types of glaucoma.
Okay.
There's what we call the acute glaucoma, which is a sudden onset,
okay,
or the chronic glaucoma, which means you've had glaucoma over a long time. The acute glaucoma gives signs. However, that is less than 1% of the glaucoma in Nigeria.
Less than 1%?
Yes, acute glaucoma is more common in Asia.
Okay.
With the Chinese, the Japanese, that part of Asia.
Okay.
However, the chronic glaucoma is what we have in Nigeria, or we call it chronic or open angle, mean the same thing. That doesn't give any signs until late in the disease, when the optic nerve is damaged greatly, and then you may start bumping into things, or when you've lost the sight of one eye completely, you may not know. So glaucoma, the common type, which is what we'll be discussing,
right,
doesn't give any signs.
Oh, well, that sounds really scary. But how can someone, can it be caught early?
Right. The most important thing in glaucoma care is early diagnosis. So if there's one thing you are taking away from this talk this morning, that early diagnosis is the most important thing in glaucoma management. Now, how do you catch it early? You need to go for a sight test. It's not something that you just know you have glaucoma. If you wait until the signs, that means it's advanced. And when you go for a sight test, the sight test is not about looking straight ahead and reading the letters or being able to read the small letters. The practitioner must look into your eye to see the state of the optic nerve. Remember I said the optic nerve damage is what makes glaucoma. So they must look to see the state of the optic nerve as well as check the pressure in the eye. So if you are above the age of 30 and you go for an eye test, always request a test for glaucoma. Because sometimes people just do a test for sight and for glasses without doing the test for glaucoma. In the Caucasian or the white population, they say above the age of 40.
Okay.
But why do we say above the age of 30 here? Because glaucoma is more aggressive in blacks. It is more difficult to treat as well. So the earlier we pick it up, the better. It doesn't mean that if you are less than 30, you don't have glaucoma.
Because I was going to ask you that. Like,
no, no, you can have glaucoma because it runs in families.
Okay.
And we have a lot of people, if you go to the definitions, some children are actually born with glaucoma.
Oh my.
We call that congenital glaucoma. And they have to have surgery within the first 2 years of life, sometimes within the first year of life. Then you have other types of glaucoma, juvenile glaucoma, and you can have the normal open angle, like I've said.
Yeah.
You can have damage to structures in the eye from trauma, which gives rise to glaucoma.
Okay.
So the other factors giving rise to glaucoma, it's not exclusively after the age of 30, no. But that is the advice. Obviously, if there are any problems or you notice any problems at all or you need to go for a sight test and you're not 30, there should be an assessment of glaucoma. Looking at the optic nerve is key, and also checking the pressure is key.
Can it be corrected, Dr. Ile?
Right. Glaucoma has no cure.
Okay.
But it can be treated. And when you present, if you've lost 90% of the treatment of glaucoma, cannot restore your vision.
Oh.
Yes, it can only...
That 90% is gone?
It's gone. Treatment of glaucoma should prevent...
Okay.
And not just treatment, adequate or appropriate treatment. Because you might be on treatment for glaucoma and you're still getting progressive loss, even though the rate of loss has slowed down. So the glaucoma can be treated, but not cured. Now, there are three ways to treat glaucoma.
Please tell us.
Number one, medication, usually in the form of eye drops. We have some tablets as well, but it's usually in the form of eye drops.
Okay.
Number two, laser treatment. And number three, surgery. There are many types of laser treatments, but for the purpose of this discussion, let's just say laser treatment.
Which is safer? Which is the safest?
Okay. All three of them, what they're doing, medication, laser, surgery, is to bring the pressure in the eye down. That's what they do. They do it differently, but they bring the pressure in the eye down. Now, when we say safest, we're looking at the side effects of the treatment.
Right.
All medication have their own side effects, okay? And there are various eye drops with different side effects. There are some eye drops that have side effects that are limited to the eye. So they may cause red eyes, they may cause itchy eyes and things like that. There are some side effects that have problems that we cannot give, some medication we cannot give to people who have asthma or bronchitis because they have side effects in the lungs. There are some medication which we choose not to give to pregnant women and also people who are undergoing infertility treatment. So a lot of, even though we say generally, I'm answering your question now.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
That medication
is
safer. It has its own things we need to look at.
Okay.
Now, laser treatment. There's a new type, it's not a new, but there's a type of laser which over the last 1 year within the ophthalmology family,
yeah,
we've published some results,
okay,
that saying that type of laser could also be good for initial treatment.
Okay.
The downside of that is it doesn't last forever.
Oh.
And when it wears off, you don't know.
Oh.
And people will be complacent that, oh, I've had laser treatment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't need to go back to mm-hmm. the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery is the most effective
okay.
in terms of lowering the pressure.
What does the laser treatment do exactly? Okay. You've said that you can't regain your sight. Does it restore the sight?
No. Laser treatment, anything we do, we cannot regain.
Okay.
Laser treatment basically is to help the dynamics of the fluid.
Okay.
So you have more fluid flowing out of the eye.
Hmm.
There are some types of laser that reduce the production of the fluid.
Okay.
But most laser treatments get the internal fluid to flow out of the eye, because glaucoma is a situation whereby the fluid is not flowing out of the eye.
Hmm. Listen, Dr. Ile, you know, when the two of us, when we sit down, I can go on and on and on with my questions. The last time we were here, we couldn't take loads of questions that I had to now be forwarding you those questions air. So I have those questions coming in right now. I have my own questions as well, but I feel that let's take some questions that we have, and then I will be dropping mine in between. 0700-993-993-993. That is our studio line. 0700-993-993-993. You can also watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. Talabi, Raphael, I can see your questions. I will come to them in a moment. Let's take one call. After we finish with Michael, then we'll take some thoughts off of YouTube and Facebook. Michael, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Michael.
Yes, sir. Please, I want to ask, where can somebody get a good eye test center around? Because I've tried to search. The one I went to, they said if they don't do glaucoma test and stuff like that.
Okay.
So please, maybe if the person in the house can help.
Just stay on the line, Dr. Ile.
Okay. You can get the eye test done.
Okay, he's gone.
Both in government settings, that's the government hospitals or private hospitals.
Okay.
In Lagos State, there are 8 government hospitals that have eye clinics.
Okay.
And any of them will be able to do a glaucoma test.
Mm.
Now, there are some private clinics that, rightly he has said, that do not do glaucoma assessment.
Okay.
We have the optometry clinics,
okay,
which mainly focuses on people with eye
defects
and glasses.
Okay.
And you have the...
So they are different?
Yeah, they're different.
Oh, my.
And you have the ophthalmology clinics,
okay,
that would routinely do the glaucoma test. However, the optometrists are trained,
okay,
to diagnose glaucoma.
Mm.
So a lot of optometry clinics will be able to look at you and make a diagnosis of glaucoma,
okay,
and then they would refer you to the ophthalmologist for further treatment.
Okay.
But like he said, there are some optometric clinics that choose not to do that, and they refer you on.
Okay.
But there's a wide spectrum of where you can get the services.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Talabi on YouTube says, I'm not 30. I have glaucoma. My dad died before I was given birth to, and I really can't see my family members with it. He's trying to find out whether it's hereditary. I mean, where did he get it from?
Yeah. Glaucoma, like I think we had mentioned briefly, can be hereditary. It doesn't mean that if either of your parents has glaucoma, you will necessarily get glaucoma. However, what it means is that you are more likely to get glaucoma.
Okay.
For example, if I have a family history of glaucoma,
mm-hmm,
and Sherif doesn't have a family history of glaucoma,
mm-hmm,
I am 4 times more likely to get glaucoma in life than Sherif.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I will get it.
Okay.
It doesn't mean he won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just looking at the numbers here.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
What we actually advise anybody who comes in with glaucoma is tell all your first degree relatives, that's your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your children, above the age of 30 to go and get tested for glaucoma. So that's a very important question he has asked.
Okay. Labi Kenny on Facebook says, can reading on your phone at night lead to glaucoma?
No.
Okay. Raphael says, can glaucoma or pressure in the eye cause flashes in the eyes?
Right. You know, at the beginning of the talk, we had mentioned acute glaucoma.
Right.
One of the symptoms of acute glaucoma, you might be seeing halos, like rainbows, when you look around lights. You see that in acute glaucoma. The flashes, which I think he's talking about, are usually due to retinal issues. That's issues at the back of the eye, on the retina. The retina of the eye is like the film of a camera. In those days, those of us who are old enough to buy cameras and buy films, the retina is equivalent to the film, which captures the images and sends it through the optic nerve to the brain. But the flashes I think he's talking about are usually due to retina.
Indeed. Now let's get back to the telephone. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning to you. Welcome.
From Korodu.
Good to have you.
I just need an advice also, because when I also have defect from my left eye, precisely.
Okay.
And my mom told me that mine started when I was about 2 years old or 3 years old. And the effect was caused by measles, that I had measles then, and before they could detect it, that entered one of my eyes. So I want to know if that also is curable, and what I need to do, because I've been using glasses, and it's not okay by me. I don't like it, because even the glasses serve, it sometimes gives me headache and things like that, and it affects me during exam period. I'm currently an MSc student. Whenever I'm really preparing at night, and something disturbs my brain and my...
Stay on the line. Don't hang up. Just stay on the line.
Could you repeat the first part of your question, please? The first part of the question.
Okay, the first part. I said I need an advice that it affected my left eye. So I think that's where the issue is. If I close my left eye, I cover it up, I see with my right eye.
Okay.
But if I open the two, there's no difference in what I'm seeing.
Okay.
So it's like if I close the left eye, it's the same thing I'm seeing is what I'm seeing when the two eyes are opened.
What if you close the right eye?
If I close the right eye, it's not always clear.
Okay.
At all.
So essentially what this means is that the vision in your right eye is better than the vision in your left eye.
Okay.
It could be for so many reasons. Okay? If you open the right eye and close the left eye, looking with your right eye, you are seeing clearly. When you open the left eye, it doesn't improve. That's because the brain usually connects what you are seeing from both eyes.
Okay.
So the fact that it doesn't improve means that the left eye is not adding anything to what the right was seeing. But when you close the right and the left is open and the vision goes down, that means the quality of vision in the left eye is worse than the right eye. And it could be for so many reasons.
Okay.
So the best thing is to have your eyes tested and ask that question particularly, that why is your vision poor in the left eye?
Okay.
It might simply be that the left eye is short-sighted. Simply. But it might also be that there is a disease process in that eye.
Okay. All right. Chukwuebuka is joining us right now. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, Sheriff, once again. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
My question is this. In this part of the world, we all know it's difficult for people to run a test. At what stage or point are we supposed to have an idea that one has glaucoma? What are the signs? I mean, when people cannot even go for run a test, at what point, how do we know, what are the signs? That's my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. The first thing is that the first eye test people usually have is at birth. When you're in the labor ward, they look at the baby and see that the eyes are open. And they just look, the midwives look at the eyes. Or even the parents, when they get home, they look at the eyes.
Okay.
Now, in people who've had a previous child, straight away, if there's a problem, they will notice it.
Okay.
Sometimes in situations, one eye might look gray and the other eye looks different. So those are the first eye tests we have.
Mm.
And then we have eye tests before we start school, before you start primary school, before you start secondary school, before you start university, and so on and so forth. Now, in terms of glaucoma, like I said, there are no signs for the chronic or the open-angle glaucoma, the common type of glaucoma we have. No symptoms, no signs. That means you won't know what's going on unless you go for an eye test and ask for a glaucoma test. So the important thing, if you are suspecting there's a problem, go straight away. Don't wait for you to be sure. And we tell people you should have a test either every year or every 2 years, depends on what they find at the initial test. Mm.
Doctor, let's go on a break. When we return, we'll take more thoughts. If you are just joining us, you're welcome. It's the Morning Crossfire, and we're discussing glaucoma. Do join us again.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're on the Morning Crossfire here on 99.3, the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. We're live on Facebook and on YouTube. Welcome back from that break. On Facebook, we're there, Nigeria Info 99.3. On YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Welcome and thank you for remaining with us. Dr. Abiola Ile is here as the Vice President, Ophthalmological Society of Nigeria. Doctor, you did not just do that.
Thumbs up for you.
Welcome, people. Thank you for joining us. Before I go, I mean, you can see questions everywhere. Like I said, I have questions of my own. When we started this conversation, Dr. Oile, you mentioned that there are three ways to manage glaucoma. You mentioned the medication, laser, and surgery. You talked about medication, you talked about laser. How about surgery?
Okay, surgery, yes. The aim of surgery is also to bring the pressure down in the eye. I spoke about there being a problem with the drainage of the pressure out of the eye.
Right.
Now, what surgery does, it creates an alternative drainage pathway. Now, two things I want to stress on about surgery. Number one, even if you have glaucoma surgery, you cannot restore the vision you have lost. It is not like cataract surgery that you have it and the next day your vision is superb. No. Okay. Glaucoma surgery, you cannot restore the vision. And the aim is to prevent further vision loss.
Okay.
The second thing is that at some stage we will advise you to have glaucoma surgery if we think it's necessary. Maybe the medication or laser is not getting to where we want it to get to.
Mm-hmm.
However, your practitioner, whichever ophthalmologist is offering you surgery, will let you know the possible complications of surgery. Because surgery, you can have other issues arising in the eye. For example, cataracts may develop in people who have had surgery faster than in people who have not had surgery. But there are some people whereby we definitely want them to have surgery. So we discuss the pros and cons, and when the benefits outweigh the possible risks, we advise you to have surgery.
Okay. Now, one of the things you said much earlier on the show was the fact that glaucoma can be, caused, let me put it that way, by pressure buildup in the optic nerves. Is that the only thing that causes glaucoma?
Okay. It's not the only thing that causes glaucoma. Okay. Something just occurred to me I should mention now.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll come back to the causes of glaucoma.
Okay.
The pressure in your eye could be normal. and you have glaucoma.
How is that possible?
Yes, just a minute. One in three people at diagnosis have normal pressures. So the pressure issue is sometimes relative.
Okay.
Basically, in those people who have normal pressures, which you call normal tension glaucoma or low tension glaucoma, we also want to bring down the pressure further. So if, for example, I tell you the normal pressure is 10 to 21, and you are diagnosed with a pressure of glaucoma when your pressure is 16, we will still want to bring it lower as the main focus of our treatment.
Okay.
Now, there's the pressure theory in the eye, and there's the vascular theory, which is talking about the blood supply to the nerve that could also cause problems. Okay? So it's not all about pressure. However, the mainstay of treatment is to bring down the pressure.
Okay. Okay.
Now, other causes of glaucoma, you had asked me, it could be due to, we have what they call risk factors. And I said the number one risk factor is pressure.
Right.
Now, if you are black or of African or Negroid extraction, it's a risk factor than if you are white. If you are short-sighted, it is a risk factor. It doesn't mean you will get glaucoma, but short-sightedness is a risk factor. If you have family history of glaucoma, that is a risk factor. Okay, it doesn't mean you will get it, but it puts you at more risk.
Right.
Also, things like trauma to the eye. You can have an injury to the eye, and within a few months, you develop raised pressure, which causes glaucoma, or within years, you can now develop raised pressure and it causes glaucoma. So trauma to the eye can also cause glaucoma.
Okay.
So there are quite a lot of things. Like, and I told you some children were born with it because the drainage channel inside the eye is not fully functional.
Let me drop this in before we go and get some questions for you on our socials. Someone who has, I don't know if it's possible to have perfect vision, but someone who doesn't have any problem with his or her eyes, can that person be susceptible to having glaucoma?
Very easily, very easily. The ability to see in the distance or the ability to read doesn't have anything to do with glaucoma. You can see a mile away, or you can read the tiniest print and still have glaucoma. So the important thing, get the pressure checked, get the nerve looked at.
Okay. Now let's go to our social media and take some questions that we have for you, quite a number of them. Doctor, my child has been having whitey substance from birth, and I've taken her to Government General Hospital, but the eye drops I'm given, I'm not seeing any improvement. What could be the cause?
Okay. It's difficult to say without seeing her, but the things we need to consider are sometimes allergy. For example, if you have allergy, you get a lot of eye discharge. Okay. And the two main allergens in this environment dust and pollen. Now, a lot of environments are dusty, or sometimes as a child, they're always crawling on the floor or sitting on the floor, and that can bring dust to the eyes. So the eyes react and produce a discharge. It could be due to pollen during the, when the rains just start, and the rains shake off a lot of the pollen or the allergens from the trees. We have a lot of people with allergic eye disease. It could be that. But the important thing, she's been to the hospital, they was given some medication. Go back again and let them see and tell you whether there's anything else wrong or whether they need to modify. But get an explanation. Sometimes it's not all about medication.
Okay.
Get an explanation.
That's fine. Femi is here with a, I don't know what to call it. He says, what I'm experiencing is this. If light is above my head, right in front of me, I always feel like to put it off. If someone flashes lights in my eyes, my mood changes. He's asking what that could be.
Okay, initially when you started the question, I was going to say some people are more light sensitive than others.
Okay.
Sometimes we use our system a lot, either the phones or the computer systems.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, that alone can cause a condition we call computer vision syndrome.
Oh.
Now, what happens there is that, first of all, your computer may not be in the right position.
Okay.
And you might need to bend your head or tilt your head or do this or do that.
Mm.
Now, it has been proven that when you use the computer
or
you stare at things, you don't blink as much as you should blink. And when you don't blink as much as you should blink, the eyes go dry.
Oh.
Yes. The natural reaction is to blink so many times a minute, sometimes 10 to 12 times a minute. You might not realize it, but just look at somebody in front of you without letting the person know, and you see how frequently the person is blinking.
Oh.
That blink actually lubricates the eye.
Okay.
When we are staring at a system, we do not blink enough, so the eye gets dry.
Okay.
And then the eye gets uncomfortable, and you could also have a burning sensation. So that's because you are overusing the system or not blinking enough. There are various rules on computers about how long you should use them.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is take a break.
Okay.
And a break might just mean looking in the distance without doing anything else.
Fantastic. Adilye on WhatsApp says, Doctor, I'm presently about 50 years old. Occasionally my eyes produces pause during the daytime. Kindly advise on what type of eye test I should go for.
Okay. When you say pus, that signifies an infection. Let me just modify the question and say he has discharge in his eye. Okay? And discharge does not mean it's an infection.
Okay.
If you say pus, it means it's an infection.
Okay.
Now, if you're having discharge in your eye, and like I had said, in this environment, we get a lot of discharge by the allergens around us. The environment is very harsh. We may not realize it.
Okay.
And it gets the eye to produce discharge.
Mm.
Now, if that happens, you need to find out what is causing this discharge.
Mm.
And sometimes a short treatment of anti-allergic medication is what you need. But like I said, the important thing is that other things could cause it.
Mm.
If it is pus, like he said, then that signifies an infection. Go and have it looked at.
Okay. I'm going to Facebook before we come to the telephone. Akindele on Facebook says, he mentioned a particular eye drop, and he says, can it cause impotence? Would you want me to mention the eye drop?
Okay. Some eye drops can cause loss in sexual function. Yes, I don't know what drop is mentioned.
Okay.
But let me just confirm with him that some eye drops cause loss in sexual function. If you feel, but not all eye drops.
Okay.
If you feel your sexual function or libido is reduced, then bring it up to your doctor.
Okay.
And they will look at it and say, oh, it's probably this eye drop. Let's change and give you another eye drop.
I'm hearing that for the very first time. 8:48.
No, the reason why I am careful about mentioning the eye drop is that I don't want everybody on that eye drop
now to
refuse to use that eye drop. But some do, but not everybody. I mean, the reduction in sexual function is just in a minority of patients, less than 1 or 2%.
Time is never enough anytime I have you here. Never, never, never enough. I have tons of questions for you here, but we can't go any further than now. But what I'm going to do is I will give out... Can I give out your number?
Oh, yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll give out Dr. Abiola Oyeleye's number. You can ask him personal questions if you want to ask him questions about your, you know, your eye. I have his number here.
If you send the questions by text.
By text, right?
I won't be able to pick up the phone all the time. Yeah. So just send it by text and you definitely get an answer.
Okay. Please put down this number. Then you can reach out to Dr. Oyeleye. 0703-024-1455. That is 0703-024-1455. You can also, you know, send him messages on his social media handle on Instagram and Twitter at the iDoctorNG. That's the iDoctorNG. That's at the THEI DoctorsNG. The doctor has S behind it. That's at the iDoctorsNG on Twitter and on Instagram. Just visit his website, theidoctors.com.ng, for more information and questions that you need to ask. Dr. Abiola Oyeleye, always a pleasure to have you around. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Today is the first time I haven't had a question on Gary and the eyes. Well, because you have a lot of questions on that. I know. I shouldn't eat Gary. Damage my eyes and things like that. You know, it's
it's funny. I know. It's
a lot
funny.
Of old wives' tales.
I know. Dr. Abiola, thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
it's
having me.
It's always a pleasure. Lagos, we have to see now, and let's try and give somebody 10,000 naira today. On the Just a Minute game show. Stay here, 99.3 Nigeria Info.